This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. When Governor Gretchen Whitmer was campaigning for the office last year, she called for shutting down Enbridge's Line 5 pipeline in the Straits of Mackinac. Actually, doing that has been complicated by an agreement that former Governor Rick Snyder reached with Enbridge for building a tunnel to hold a new pipeline, and now a legal challenge. Gary Wilson, senior correspondent for Detroit Public Television's Great Lakes Bureau, had the chance to talk with Governor Whitmer about that and other issues recently during a meeting in Milwaukee of governors and Canadian premiers from the Great Lakes. Gary, thank you for being with us.
Always good to be with you, Gordon. Thank you.
What stood out to you from this interview with Gretchen Whitmer?
Well, I detected early on that the governor was, she's clearly frustrated with the process. She believes, and I think rightly so, that she has taken a political risk by extending an olive branch to Enbridge and offering to negotiate over this pipeline. You know, her position has been fairly consistent. Early in the campaign, it was, shut down Line 5. But as the campaign developed, it became more nuanced, and her ongoing talking point was get the oil out of the water. Well, that could mean a lot of things, but I detected during our conversation that the governor was frustrated. She feels like she extended the olive branch to Enbridge. Each side got a pretty strong position, but she's disappointed that the negotiations break down. She characterized it as Enbridge walking away from negotiations. Of course, Enbridge says different. Enbridge has always maintained that they would like to talk, but the stakes have been raised, and now it's in a more dangerous territory anytime you enter the legal realm. Nobody knows what's going to happen for sure.
From the first answer she gave you, the quote says, "I've been mindful of the fact that the worst thing for Michigan is that pipeline staying in the water for a longer period of time and protracted litigation and exposing ourselves to risk with an unknown." If Governor Whitmer's goal here is to get the oil out of the water, as you say, if that is the primary goal, does that give us a roadmap as to what her decision-making will probably be going forward?
I think it does. I have talked in background with some of the most strident environmental groups that are publicly opposing, definitely want to Line 5 shut down, no pipeline in a tunnel. I've talked to some environmental lawyers who are close to this issue, who would generally be considered, in the Whitmer-Nestle camp. And I think the environmental groups privately are resigned to somehow this pipeline and the tunnel deal happening. The environmental lawyers say, again, on background, that Michigan has a pretty good legal case, but it isn't a slam dunk. And anytime you get, something like this in front of a judge, nobody really knows what's going to happen. So despite some of the comments, especially by Attorney General Nestle, there's nothing is guaranteed when you get into court in front of a judge who may see things differently.
And when you say that these lawyers believe that Michigan has a good legal case, a good legal case to say that this deal that then Governor Snyder reached with Enbridge doesn't necessarily stay in place at this time, is that what they're saying?
There's that, and there's also the easement, which gets a little bit tricky. The easement from 1953, I believe, that allows Enbridge to have this pipeline in the water in the first place. Even the governor herself said that to me that there are questions about this easement. And again, when you hear the environmental groups talk about it, and they're trying to make a case, and I don't blame them for that. They tend to talk about the easement as being absolute, and just based on the one-off comment that the governor made, I'm not sure that she sees it that way.
And you asked Governor Whitmer an interesting question here about two groups that generally would be in her camp. I think most people would agree, but maybe on opposite sides of this issue, and that's environmental groups and labor unions. How fine a line here is Governor Whitmer walking between those groups, as you say, those who want it shut down, but the unions who think that building a tunnel may be good for their members?
It's a really fine line, Gordon. She campaigned heavily on the issue. She had the strong support of labor unions. She was running against, Governor Snyder's record, who was clearly, a business-oriented governor, and he was elected twice, so that's what that was. Environmental groups, they wanted nothing to do with, former Attorney General Schuette. That he wasn't their flavor of the day. So she's kind of beholden to both groups, and, one of them's going to lose, and they won't be happy. I kind of equated a little bit to former President Barack Obama. After he was elected, environmental groups had really high expectations in his first term and in the first year of his first term, and he didn't quite deliver on them. It doesn't mean he wasn't philosophically aligned with them, but he just couldn't prioritize them the way that those environmental groups wanted. And that may be what Whitmer's up against here.
Are there discernible differences in the way that Enbridge has approached this issue since they started dealing with the new governor, Gretchen Whitmer, as opposed to when they were dealing with the previous governor, Rick Snyder?
I think there are. The attorney general and the governor came right out of the box with an aggressive Line 5 strategy. The governor asked Attorney General Nessel for a legal opinion on the constitutionality of that of the pipeline deal. It took Nessel a couple months. I don't know what took her so long. Everybody knew probably what the answer would be. And then the governor ordered all work on that pipeline stopped, using the legal opinion as the basis. Meanwhile, Enbridge just kind of kept their powder dry. They stayed silent. They had made looking from their corporate world view, they had made a deal with the state of Michigan. That deal is in effect. They see it as legally binding. And now comes new management for the state of Michigan that says, oh, no, we don't want to do that deal, and we think it may be illegal. So Enbridge still kind of maintained a quiet position. They said they're willing to talk, and they were. But I think they became frustrated after failing to reach a deal. And as the governor ratcheted up the pressure and the attorney general kept the pressure on, with some loud pronouncements, I think that Enbridge just felt like they could no longer play defense. And since the attorney general is threatening legal action, they just took a preemptive move by going to court.
And with the case now in court, and we should note that for the most part, Governor Whitmer and Attorney General Nessel have worked collaboratively, but it's a separate constitutionally elected office, not beholden to the governor. To a certain extent, is Governor Whitmer not in control here? I mean, are there a number of things which are not under her control that may prevent her from reaching the conclusion that she would ultimately like?
Well, I think she's clearly indicated that she, the pragmatic side of her says, let's make a deal. And that's what got the environmental groups all in a flurry here after her campaign pronouncements. And I think if she is able to make a deal with Enbridge, and the sticking point here is getting this tunnel and a pipeline finished by a known date. And when she spoke to Great Lakes Now, she emphasized the word known, by a known time. And Enbridge isn't willing to commit to that. And maybe that's just the nature of constructing pipelines. It's hard. You never know what you're going to find until you get in there, that they're unwilling to commit to a known time. But I think if the governor bites the bullet and is able to get a deal with Enbridge, I think, could there be legal action? Potentially, will it come from the attorney general? Well, I don't want to speak for Dana Nessel, but I have my doubts. So we're in kind of an uncharted territory here.
As you and I speak on Friday, Bridge just published an article this morning about Governor Whitmer and Benton Harbor Schools, but it's more broadly about her style, her governing style. And they say that, you know, her approach is announcing bold plans. And then when she gets some pushback, she goes to the critics and says, well, if you've got something better, I'd love to hear it. That is what she has done by proposing a big increase in the gas tax to fix roads. But she's also shown a willingness to compromise, as she did on changing the auto insurance system in Michigan. Do you see a similar pattern with Line 5 and with Great Lakes issues in general?
I do, Gordon, and that's a good point. I went way back, and as I mentioned as we started, I went way back in her campaign pronouncements on Line 5, and it was shut the pipeline down, decommission it, you know, with some conditions, but it was definitely shut the pipeline down. Then it morphed into get the oil out of the water. Now, getting the oil out of the water, literally, that's different than shut the pipeline down. Because I think and it was a smart move. She had to give herself some room as the campaign developed, and as you know, it was pretty apparent based on the polling that she was going to be the governor. She needed to give herself some room and not be locked into a really hard position. So that's the pragmatic side of governing versus campaigning that we tend to see all the time.
In her interview with Gary Wilson for Great Lakes Now, Governor Whitmer noted that the region has 25% of all the electoral votes up for grabs in a presidential election. The governor says that gives the states an opportunity to, in her words, drive a Great Lakes agenda. Looking at that more broadly and looking ahead to next year, it's hard to see how environmental issues were the thing that helped President Trump win Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. All of those are states that President Obama won twice. Is Governor Whitmer trying to make a case for making environmental issues more pronounced?
Well, I think she's trying to do that. And as I saw her speak at the conference, it was clear that she is the shiny object there. She was the shiny object there. She kind of commanded the stage, and I don't think it was out of intention. I just think that her presence and her youth compared to the other governors was evident. She spoke confidently and without being cocky. And I think that she just did a good job of projecting regional leadership. And I think politically, early in the campaigns of the Democratic Party, with all those candidates, she put out a statement inviting them all to come to Michigan. So I think she's clearly trying to show regional leadership. She expressed in the interview that she definitely wants to be the leader on Great Lakes issues. So she's making her mark in the region. And it came off well in Milwaukee at the conference.
Yeah, that idea that she was kind of maybe a little more confident, maybe more assertive, if that's the right word, than other speakers. Could some of that come from what she told you, that she thinks that the governor of Michigan has this special responsibility when it comes to Great Lakes issues, that there has to be a leadership role taken on the Great Lakes and the issues surrounding it?
You're right. And as I witnessed, primarily in Governor Snyder's term, you know, there are two organizations of Great Lakes governors. And the leadership, the executive role, rotates around the region every year or every other year, depending on the organization. But even when the governor of Michigan, in the case of Governor Snyder, is not the officially designated leader of the organization, I have witnessed at conferences and hearings that the other states, especially the outlying states like New York and Pennsylvania, even Minnesota, Indiana, Illinois, don't have a big Great Lakes role. On some of the more thorny issues like water diversions, like the Waukesha water diversion, they generally defer to Michigan. They generally defer to look for guidance from Michigan. And I think that's what you're seeing the governor say, that she's going to keep Michigan in that role.
Gary Wilson is senior correspondent for Detroit Public Television's Great Lakes Bureau. As always, Gary, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Gordon.
You can find his reporting at greatlakesnow.org. Links are also available at wmuk.org. WMUK's West Southwest podcast is produced by WMUK, the public radio station at Western Michigan University in Kalamazoo. You can subscribe through Apple Podcasts and by searching podcasts in Google Music. You can also find West Southwest at our website, WMUK.org, and through the WMUK app. This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.